Voice of Indonesia. From Indonesia to the world.
Voice of Indonesia, the overseas service of Radio Republic Indonesia, broadcast in 9 language services: English, French, German, Dutch, Spanish, Arabic, Mandarin, Japanese, and Indonesian. Voice of Indonesia is broadcast by shortwave 3325 kHz and 4755 kHz and via streaming on voanews.id and RRI Digital on mobile application. We present various programs for you: Diplomatic Forum, The Session, Indonesian Wonder, Miscellany, Let's Speak Bahasa Indonesia, Indonesian Pop and Regional Songs, International Musical Entertainment, as well as news and information about Indonesia and abroad. Voice of Indonesia, from Indonesia to the world.
Voice of Indonesia, from Indonesia to the world.
This is Voice of Indonesia with the news. The Jayapura City Police has called on residents to support efforts to combat the spread of marijuana that increasingly gets trafficked across the Papua New Guinea and poses a serious threat to younger generation. This was stated by Jayapura City Police Narcotics Unit Chief Adjunct Commissioner Febri Pardede, said here on Monday. Minister of Health Budi Gunadi Sadikin emphasized that one of President Prabowo Subianto's flagship initiatives, the Free Health Checks program for school children, will prioritize in remote areas across the country. This was stated while delivering a public lecture at the opening of the Introduction to Campus Life for New Students at Padang State University, West Sumatra on Monday by the minister. This is Voice of Indonesia, bringing you the news. Voice of Indonesia, from Indonesia to the world. Indonesia's Manpower Ministry has established new cooperation with the Austrian government in tourism and welding vocational studies to align them with Austrian and European Union standards. The Manpower Ministry commends the Austrian government for its full funding support, knowledge transfer, training management, curriculum development, and capacity building for training resources under the supervision of Austrian experts. This was stated by the Manpower Minister Yesi Erli. According to the minister's statement on Tuesday, the cooperation will be carried out through manpower development assistance at the Vocational and Productivity Training Center in Banyuwangi, East Java. Indonesia and Austria, through Austria International Project, have jointly inaugurated the Banyuwangi BPVP and its tourism and welding vocational workshop centers. Yesi Erli said that tourism and welding vocational studies are urgently needed right now, expressing hope that program participants will complete the training and earn certifications to stand out in the job market. cooperation agreements have also been signed between Banyuwangi BP Fipi and 10 strategic industry partners in the region to strengthen vocational training collaboration. The minister is optimistic that the new facilities will enable Banyuwangi's youth and those from surrounding areas to experience modern, industry standard training that can connect them with both domestic and international job markets. Wow! Not only the local or domestic job markets, but through and through, because this is a partnership with an abroad country, with another country. So of course the people that will be trained will also get the exposure of international job markets. He added that global partnerships to enhance Indonesia's human resource quality through education and vocational studies align with President Prabowo Subianto Asta Cita missions. Meanwhile, Agung Nur Rahman, the Ministry's Director General for Vocational and Productivity Training, explained that the cooperation covers four aspects: development of workshop buildings, procurement of study materials, creation of Austrian and European standard training curricula, and instructor training. Austrian Ambassador to Indonesia Thomas Loit also expressed hope that the welding and tourism vocational studies cooperation will open new job opportunities for Banyuwangi residents. This is very, very good news. And of course, if you want to know more news like this and you want to stay updated, you can absolutely do that by checking out our website, rri.co.id. rri.co.id, the official news portal of Radio Republik Indonesia, delivers the latest, credible, and comprehensive news from across Indonesia and the world. Stay updated with a trusted source only at rri.co.id, your reliable online news portal.
Voice of Indonesia, from Indonesia to the world.
In remote areas, our search. In urban areas, I was thrown away for no reason. Have you ever thought that I'm what a tree needs to live? I am what animals need to reproduce. I am what humans need to survive. Yes, I am water. Save me so that the earth and its content can continue to be sustainable.
The head office of Voice of Indonesia is located in Jakarta, you know, the capital city of Indonesia, but now it's no longer the capital city because it's moving to Nusantara on Kalimantan. But nevertheless, Jakarta has its own, you know, authenticity, its own story. And of course, there's a lot of music and songs inspired by this city, including this song entitled Jakarta Hari Ini, or Jakarta Today, by For Revenge.
Jakarta Hari Ini tak pernah sama jika dahulu ku tak pernah membuatnya kecewa. Jakarta Hari Ini ku tak pernah membuatnya menyerah.
a unique tradition in Natuna Regency when farmers begin to harvest rice. It is called alugain, which is pounding rice grain to produce rice chips. So it is actually the process of making rice chips.
Voice of Indonesia, the overseas service of Radio Republic Indonesia, broadcast in 9 language services: English, French, German, Dutch, Spanish, Arabic, Mandarin, Japanese, and Indonesian. Voice of Indonesia is broadcast via shortwave 3325 kHz and 4755 kHz, and via streaming on voanews.id and RRI Digital on mobile application. We present various programs for you: Diplomatic Forum, The Session, Indonesian Wonder, Miscellany, Let's Speak Bahasa Indonesia, Indonesian Pop and Regional Songs, International Musical Entertainment, as well as news and information about Indonesia and abroad. Voice of Indonesia, from Indonesia to the world.
Voice of Indonesia, from Indonesia to the world.
1, 2.
Angklung is a bamboo musical instrument typical of West Java. The musical instrument is originated from Indonesia's cultural wisdoms, which has been declared by UNESCO as World Cultural Heritage.
Bertemu wan yang tiba.
was Malu-Malu Tapi Nyaman by Lyodra. Malu-Malu Tapi Nyaman translated to shy and kind of embarrassed but comfortable. Because sometimes when you meet a new person, you can be shy, you can, you know, come off as a little bit smitten and also, yeah, just shy, you know, because it's a new person. But turned out that new person could be someone that, you know, stuck with you for the rest of your life, you know. That new someone, that new person could be your comfort person, because you would never know what would happen when you get close with someone. And to capture how is the feeling of getting close to someone, I'll play you a song, Close or Dekat by Malik The Essential.
Sewangi aroma bunga mawar merah, seisi ruang hati jadi merona.
Langit yang mendayung, warnanya merayu, seisi dunia merasa di madu.
Asmara, senangmu dan senangku selalu sebegitu. Jika pelangi berkenan, kita terus berjalan atas bukit untuk memandang mimpi yang membentang. Jikalau setuju, genggamlah tanganku selalu dekat di mata dan hati. Jangan pernah jauh lagi. Rasa yang menanjak sampai kaki tak berpijak, melayang di angan, berasa disayang.
Selalu tentangmu, lalu selalu tentangku. Kenyataannya tak pernah bisa jauh.
Apakah senangmu dan senangku selalu sebegitu? Apalagi berkenan, kita terus berjalan ke atas bukit untuk memandang mimpi yang membentang. Jikalau setuju, genggamlah tanganku selalu dekat di mata dan hati. Jangan pernah
dekat
di mata dan hati,
dekat
di
listener going to culinary tour to Banyuwangi, East Java, you should come to Wit Witan Market, the traditional market which becomes one of favorite places in Banyuwangi. Is located at Alas Malang Village, Singojuru Sub District, Banyuwangi. The market opens every Sunday morning, starting from 6 until 10 a.m. local time. Under the shady tree, you can enjoy various traditional culinaries of Banyuwangi, such as Geseng Bangsong. Geseng Bangsong is a typical food of Wijenan Kidul Hamlet, Singolatren Village, Singojuru Sub District. Geseng Bangsong is a special menu and rarely found, which is made from duck meat as its main ingredient and wadung yang leaf that adds a unique sour taste. Wadung tree is many found and growing wild at the village. Besides giving sour taste, wadung leaf is also used to remove fishy smell from duck meat. The duck must be the big one, so it is usually used male duck for cooking geseng bangso. Besides wudong yang leaf, this culinary is also cooked with other spices such as cayenne, onion, and garlic. Geseng Bangsong has savory and spicy taste. Spicy taste mixed with sour taste certainly produce delicious food. In Banyuwangi, the food is usually served when Islamic events being conducted, such as the birth of Prophet Muhammad, Eid al-Fitr, and Eid Adha. But now, Geseng Bangsong can be found at Wit Witan Market every Sunday. The price of the food is affordable, which is around 20,000 rupiah to 25,000 rupiah per portion. In addition to taste Geseng Bangsong, you can also enjoy other typical culinaries of Banyuwangi, such as rawon alas, sego cawu, as well as traditional snack, such as tiwul and gatot, which is made from cassava. Well, listener, that was our segment of Indonesian Wonder for today. I'm Purisa Fredela. Thank you for listening.
Voice of Indonesia. VOR. Today's sound.
Seperti dulu, namun baru kali ini rona wajahmu tampak begitu sendu. Lalu ku dengar kabar kau ingin putus darinya. Dalam hatiku berkata, ini kesempatan untukku. Ingatlah, ingat diriku yang sungguh mencintamu sedari dulu. Sayang padamu, janganlah ku jangan bimbang. Izinkanlah diriku jadi kekasih yang baru. Jika dia minta goyah keputusanmu, ingatlah, ingat diriku yang sungguh mencintamu sedari dulu. Sayang padamu, jangan ragu, jangan bimbang. Izinkanlah diriku jadi kekasih yang baru. Bila kau cari harta, dia memang pasti lebih dari diriku. tempatkan dirimu.
Oh, tak ingat diriku yang sungguh mencintamu sedari dulu, sayang padamu.
Jangan ragu, jangan bimbang,
izinkanlah diriku
jadi kekasih yang baru. Ingatlah, ingat diriku yang sungguh mencintamu sedari dulu, sayang padamu. Jangan ragu, jangan bimbang, izinkanlah diriku jadi kekasih yang baru.
RRA Digital with New Look. Various collaborative content from various national programs, including live visual broadcasts, live radio broadcasts, music playlists, podcasts, video news, and various users' interaction features in the game. Various interesting content such as likes, comments, and shares, as well as live chat with broadcasters and users. Direct messaging and private chat facilities between app users are also available. RRE Digital, available on Google Store and App Store. RRE Digital.
Tak mungkin secepat itu kau lupa air mata sedihmu kala itu, mengungkapkan semua kekurangannya, semua dariku yang tak dia punya. Daya pikat yang memang engkau punya, sungguh-sungguh ingin aku lindungi. Dan setelah luka-lukamu reda, kau lupa aku juga punya rasa. Lalu kau pergi kembali dengannya. Aku pernah menyentuhmu, apa kau malu? Di bawah basah langit abu-abu, kau di mana? Kadang dering masih ada namamu, beberapa pesan singkat untukku. Entah apa maksudmu yang ku tahu, sayangimu aku telah keliru. Ayo tulis di buku harianmu, kelak jelaskan bila engkau punya waktu.
Langit abu-abu, kau di mana? Di lengannya malam menuju minggu, kau di mana? Bertemukah kau dengan sang buas? Benar senangkah rasa hatimu? Bertemukah kau dengan sang buas? Benar senangkah rasa hatimu? Di bawah basah langit abu-abu, kau di mana? Di lengannya malam menuju minggu, I'm
once you step foot on the enchanting island of Bali. You're welcomed by breathtaking landscapes, vibrant culture, and warm hospitality. To ensure you make the most of your Bali adventure, here's a story highlighting the essential of traveling in this tropical paradise. Embrace the local culture. Meet the Balinese people with a warm smile and respect their customs and traditions. Use your best attire, and if you're a woman with a period day, don't go to a temple or other sacred places. Explore the natural beauty. Bali is home to stunning landscapes. Do explore lush rice terraces, pristine beaches, and lush forests. Hike up to Mount Baitar. Prioritize your safety. Don't climb the sacred trees, and get the sunrise you'll never forget. Practice responsible tourism. Support eco-friendly and sustainable practices. Choose accommodations that prioritize environmental conservation and respect local communities. Bali's natural beauty is a treasure. Don't litter on beaches, in forests, or the ocean. Dispose of your trash properly and consider participating in beach cleanup efforts. As you embark on your Bali adventure, remember that responsible tourism ensures that this island paradise remains enchanting for generations to come. Bali welcomes you with open arms. It's up to you to protect its beauty and culture. Bali awaits, ready to weave its magic into your travel story. Safe travels, and may your journey be filled with wonder and discovery.
Thing that crosses Indonesian people's mind when they hear the word North Sumatra, Toba Lake. The beauty of this freshwater lake that is notable as the deepest lake in the world is really fascinating. The friendliness of its people becomes one of the aspects that makes tourists stay in a bit longer. However, one thing that is always lingered in the ears is the beat of Bataknese music, which pumps people's spirit to explore this land. Kasapi is one of the traditional musical instruments of Batak people. This is the evidence that Batak community possesses a high rate of musicality. the tribute songs of Asapi musical melody, which is played by Martogi Sitohang. Batak community has recognized music arts for the long time before they knew modern musical instrument like today. One of the popular instruments is Hasapi. Hasapi is played by strumming because it has two strings in general. It is categorized as chordophone. In principle, Hasapi is quite similar to small guitar, but it has two strings only. Hasapi is easily found in Parapat and Samosir Island. This is usually sold to the tourists who visit Toba Lake. Some local merchandise shops sell this musical instrument. Hasapi crafters are a little hard to be found because they are usually also the ones who are skillful in playing the musical instrument. The crafters are ordinary elder people, and the skills of making Hasapi is passed down to their offsprings. Hasapi musical instrument is divided into two kinds, Hasapi Ende and Hasapi Doa. Hasapi Ende is the melody carrier instrument, and it is considered as the predominant instrument in Gondang Hasapi Ensemble. Meanwhile, Hasapi Doa has the same principle with Hasapi Ende. However, in the playing, Hasapi Doa acts as the carrier of constant rhythm. The size of Hasapi Doa is a little bit bigger than Hasapi Ende. It wants to harahap as Hasapi musicians' views that Hasapi has its own technique to be
played. Hasapi itu mempunyai teknik tersendiri untuk memainkannya, jadi biasanya
Hasapi has its own technique to be played. Usually, based on tradition, there is the resonator hole in the back of the instrument. The function is to manipulate sound, and it is placed on the stomach. Traditionally, Hasapi has two strings. Actually, there are the variation of two harmony system, which are used in Hasapi. Traditionally, it is played intervally, approximately tres major. Hasapi is a melodic and rhythm musical instrument because it does not apply musical scale. It is used as the escort music. Generally, Hasapi is used for gondang events, like music events or wedding occasion. Hasapi could be used in the gondang music strains, but it can also be played individually. In the various traditions of Batak community, Hasapi is always present to give impression to the ongoing event. Hasapi, made of wood, which is crafted like a boat. This instrument uses two strings. In the earlier times, the strings were made of a fiber material. Now the instrument uses guitar strings. Well, listener, before we review on Hasapi musical instrument, let's listen to the Hasapi musical strains with Batakese musician Martagi Sitohang and Mardi Sihombing in Mardalanao.
Berjalan, bersama-sama pernah sama dulu.
Songs as well as Western songs, although it has only two strings. The tune of strings in Hasapi has two kinds. The first tune matches the basic musical scale. The first string is mi tone. The second one is do. The second tune is known as batak stem. The first string is for re and the second one is for low sol. Hasapi does not own grip like guitar, so it is hard to play it. This thing makes tourists appreciate this Bataknese musical instrument. The instrument can play any song only with two strings. Hasapi is made of a gyre wood which is grown surrounding Toba Lake. Besides, Hasapi is also made from jackfruit stem tree, so Hasapi is easier to be crafted. Being easily crafted into musical instrument, jackfruit wood is more durable and long-lasting. Then jackfruit log is dragged as the resonance place for producing sound. Then the place is covered with thin wood. Hasapi is often given the carving ornament to make it look more attractive. Well, listener, that is a short review about traditional musical instrument of Bataknese called Hasapi. We are going to give you another musical strain of Hasapi Doal and Hasapi Ende with Martogi Sitohang.
VOI listeners, you just listened to a feature entitled Hasabi, Instrument of North Sumatra. How do you like it? You know, Indonesia has a lot of beauties and also culture. It's very rich in that area. One of them includes Hasabi instrument, a music instrument from North Sumatra. VOI listeners, we are approaching the end of the morning session of Indonesia today. I'm very glad to be your friend, you know, your host on the mic for the last six hours that we spent together. And after this, it will be continued by my colleague Steve. And of course, I'm here to remind you, you know, other than don't forget to eat your lunch or drink your water, the most important thing is that we are still in touch with each other. So make sure to follow us on our social media, Voice of Indonesia on Facebook, and also our Instagram and TikTok, VOI_official. And you can absolutely do contact us first, or maybe put and give us an input or feedbacks on our email, voilisteners@gmail.com, and also WhatsApp +62 821 238 12130, +62 821 238 12130, and make sure to stay tuned on the afternoon session of Indonesia Today on our online streaming voinews.id, or you, if you want a much easier access, you can absolutely check out our website or our app at RRI Digital, available on Android and iOS. Once again, thank you so much, VOI listeners, for tuning in with me, Unika. Have a great day.
Hanya untuk bertemu denganmu, ku hampiri engkau meski kau jauh. Namun hatimu telah runtuh dan buatku terjatuh. Kau tak pernah tahu betapa hati yakin untukmu. Kau tak pernah tahu betapa aku merindukanmu. Intuisiku selalu mengarah kepadamu. Oh, intuisiku selalu mengarah kepadamu. Oh, tapi tak jua, tapi tak jua, tapi tak jua kau hiraukan aku. Mungkin ku tak bisa buatmu lulu, namun kau harus tahu bahwa diriku sungguh-sungguh. Kau tak pernah tahu betapa hati yakin untukmu.
is one of the villages located at Tumbak Island, Tumbak Village, Posumain Sub-District, Southeast Minahasa, North Sulawesi. Tumbak Island is an uninhabited island. The name of Tumbak is an acronym which means mangrove tree because there are a lot of mangrove trees growing at the village. The trip to the village from Manado City takes around 3 hours. The village has amazing panorama and wonderful attractions. We recommend you to stay at the island for 2 days to truly enjoy the best experiences there. One of the features of Tumbak Island is its white sand. The crystal clear and blue ocean looks incredibly beautiful. The clearness of the water makes the coral reefs under the sea visible from the surface. If you want to explore the underwater beauty of Tumbak, we suggest you to rent a cottage near the mangrove forest. The distance between the village and the cottage, which is located in the middle of the sea, only takes 10 minutes by taking boat. Visitors who come to island will be fascinated by the wonderful scenery. You can also witness the beautiful sunrise and sunset from the cottage. In addition, you can also do snorkeling from the cottage because there are various snorkeling spots near the cottage. There are also many kinds of sea creatures such as fish and starfish. If you are capable enough of doing snorkeling and diving, you can explore a 300-meter sea fan forest with a width of 3 to 6 meters. However, if you still have no experience in snorkeling and diving, you can hire a guide who will help you. You can also try different experiences by snorkeling at night. The beach also offers other activities for